Where's she from?
Grandma was born around Labadyville. Labadyville is 9 miles from here.
Labadyville. That's in this parish? Or?
That's in Assumption Parish.
What about your grandfather? Do you know where he was born?
I don't know.
And what about on your father's side? Do you know where?
I think they were both born in Thibodaux. I'm really not sure because I never knew my grandfather on my father's side either. And my grandmother died when I was very small.
Did you ever hear about what sort of work they did or their education?
No, not really.
What about your husband? How old is he?
He's 36.
And Catholic too?
Mm-hmm.
What about his education?
He quit in the 9th grade and went on into the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
In the 50s.
Where was he born?
He was born in Grand Isle.
Where is
and he was raised in Hummer.
What parish is Grand Isle?
Grand Isle is Jefferson Parish, believe it or not.
It's right down from New Orleans?
Oh no, you have to go down by Lafourche, you know, which they claim is the longest street in the world. And right after you get at the very end, you have to cross a bridge and then you're in Jefferson Parish. It's not Lafourche Parish anymore. Grand Isle is Jefferson Parish.
Jefferson Parish also goes up to New
Orleans. Yeah, Jefferson Parish is on the west bank, you know, the west side of the river. So like if someone has to have any legal matters done, anything like that, they have to go all the way around, you know, through Lafourche Parish, through St. Charles Parish, and go to the parish seat, which is right there by New Orleans. So they're out of the way.
They don't have those roads, and they're really funny. I mean, you can't just...
You have to follow Bayou Lafourche and turn off in Raceland. You see?
Yeah, I think
they're isolated, really. And there's just one road going down there. That's why it's hectic when the hurricane hits down here, because that's the only excavation route. I mean, that is it. And the cars are bumper to bumper getting off that island.
Do they have hurricanes down here very often? Hurricane warnings?
We're always tense at hurricane time because we had a few bad ones, you know. Mm-hmm. And if we don't get the full force of it, sometimes we get the gale winds, like if it's hitting Texas. If you're east of the hurricane, you can get the gale force winds. Mm-hmm. If you're west of the hurricane, you hardly feel anything. Mm-hmm. See, when the hurricane hit Galveston or Lake Charles, mm-hmm. on that part, well, we still get bad weather. Now, when Celia hit Biloxi and just about flattened down Biloxi a few years ago, we hardly got anything at all because we were west of the hurricane.
Mm-hmm. When is the hurricane season?
Hurricane season starts June 1st and it ends in October. But they start getting bad around September. That's the month you have to watch.
Mm-hmm.
August and September.
What's that area like down around Grand Isle? Is it mostly shrimping or?
The people in Grand Isle are